he might come in now. If yes, don't. We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Kiddushin, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Yud Dalad. We're in the middle of a substantial chapter here where Rav Nosson Zal spoke a great deal about the topic of Tikkun HaBris and Tikkun Taivas Momoin, being related to Tzedakah. This halacha has been based on primarily chapter 13 in Likutei Moran, the chapter entitled Ashrei Ho'om Hashgocha, which speaks a lot about the Hashgocha of Hashem, which we're going to be coming to probably in today's shir, and many other topics. Let's continue from where we left off. V'sehu b'chinas mosayim u'mone. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll understand why the ksuba, the marriage contract, obligates the husband to provide the wife with a minimum of 200 zuz if she's a besula, if this is her first marriage, and a minimum of 100 zuz if she's an almona, if she's a widow, if this is a second marriage. Shenoisnim lebesula mosayim ul almona mona. Kikvar mavoyer, because we already explained previously that the money which the husband is giving to his wife for the kiddushin, in order to marry her, the wedding ring or the money that he gives under the chuppah, and the ksuba that he obligates himself is, shehem hakiddushin v'ksuba hu bebechinas tzedakah hanal. This money is also in the category of charity, because again, it's assumed, even though it's not true in all cases, but in most cases, the husband is the breadwinner. The wife is in getting married, is depending on her husband to provide for her. So it's like an oni and an oshir. It's like a mashpia and a mekabel. So the money is a bechin of tzedakah, shemeshaber taivas momoin, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that proper tzedakah has the ability to help a person break the wrong type of desire, the wrong type of connection to money. Shehu bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes there, rucho nochis leshake chamimo deliboi. There's a certain holy spirit that comes down to cool off the fire of the heart, the passion, that chamima delivoy is the yetzahara in this case, which is a burning fire in the heart, which drives some people insane in the pursuit of money or materialism, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the ruach is a ruach nediva, a generous spirit, a spirit, a charitable spirit, that tzedakah has the ability to cool down and to control, to put a proper control on taivas mamoim. Shal yidei zeh yecholin likach hanefoshos. And when the taivas mamoim has been conquered, then the person has the ability to gather up souls ulahaloisam and to elevate them. Bebechinas mayin nukvin, so that these souls being elevated to shamayim, they take on the form of mayin nukvin, female waters, which means a beginning step in leading to the yichud, to the union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. The Sifrei Kabbalah use this terminology, mayin nukvin, mayin duchrin, as preparatory stages for zivug, for yichud. Even though when we talk about Hashem, heaven, there's nothing physical whatsoever, chas v'shalom, but this is the terminology that's used. L'saber es oizen, for us to be able to relate to it in terms that we're used to using regarding zivug and earthly zivug. So these souls being elevated and lifted up take on the form of this mayin nukvin ulahoilid, which results in a yichud, a union above, and a birth. Ulahoilid ulahamshich Torah, to give birth and bring back down new Torah, a new revelation in Torah. Shezehu b'chinas zivug digdusha. And this is similar to the concept of a holy zivug, a holy union between male and female. Shetzrichin gam kein levarer nitzoitzois unefoshois bebechinas ha'olas mayinukvim, where when a husband and wife get married, they are also involved in sorting out sparks and souls bebechinas ha'olas mayinukvim, and being able to elevate those souls to generate this mayinukvim, this introductory step to zivug. And then eventually to give birth to their children, bigdusha, with holiness. Shehein bechinas haTorah. And every Jewish child that's born is like a birth of Torah. Ki Yisroel heim biatzmon bechinas haTorah kanal. Because as we showed earlier in paragraph Hey, every Jew is a sefer Torah. The Torah has in it 248 positive mitzvahs, 365 negative. A human being has ramach evorim, 248 organs, and 365 tendons. And we know that it's brought that the word Yisroel, makes up the first letters of the words yesh, shishim, ribui, oisiois la Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 Jewish souls. So a child being born is like a hoilodah of Torah. And Rabbi Nisal goes on to show over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran that through this process of generating the Mayan Nukvin and bringing about a Yichud and bringing down a new flow of Torah, this also activates Hashgocha Shlema, the full supervision of Hashem. Shehu Bechinas Hashovas which means not just Hashem looking down upon us, but Hashem looking down on us and then capturing us in his vision and bringing us back into his eyes, kaviyochel. Bringing, just like Rabbi Nizal explains in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, how human vision works. That the eye sends out a beam of light to the thing that it wants to see, and it makes contact with that thing, and it bounces back, and it brings the image of that thing back into the eye. So Rabbi Nizal shows over there in the Likutei Moran in an incredible way how this works regarding Hashem's supervision on the world. How when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when it comes to the Jewish nation, we receive Hashgacha Shlema from Hashem, meaning that Hashem looks at us, there's that beam of light that goes out to us, and then it returns, we are brought back into Hashem's vision. Rabbi Nizal shows over there in the Likutei Moran that Lahavdil, when it comes to the Goyim, it's half vision. It's 50%. The beam of light goes out, but that return does not work the same way, as we'll see a little bit of in Likutei Halachos, and as Rabbi Nizal talks about this more over there in Likutei Moran. So again, what we are trying to achieve is Hashgacha Shlema, Kimavur Ha'inyan Heitev, Bahatoira Ashrei Ha'manal, as Rabbi Nizal explains this very well over there in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Sham, look over there for the full details on this. V'zehu bechinas mosayim. This is the reason why when it comes to a first marriage for the girl, she gets, her ksuba is a minimum of 200. Shehu hashir shel ashirus. That's what the Gemara defines as taking a person out of the state of poverty. When a person has 200 zuz, they are no longer oni. They have crossed the line into the other category of ashirus. Ki mi sheyesh loy mosayim yoytzei miklal oni v'osur loy litel tzedaka k'may shom Rabbi Seinu Zal Kanal. Because the Gemara says, once a person has 200, they are no longer, they leave the category of oni, and they're no longer permitted to collect standard tzedaka. We mentioned also the word tzedaka is bigamatria 199, to show that as long as a person has 199, they're still in the category of oni, tzedaka. Once they have 200, they've left that. Ki ikar, so by the man committing and obligating himself to 200 for the woman, he is being mashpia ashirus to her. Ki ikar hashefa nimshach me'ashgochas hashem yisborach hashlema shezoichin al yedei atzdoko kanal. Because the whole flow of money, sustenance from Hashem, comes from Hashem looking at us fully, giving us a full hashgacha, which we're zoicha to receive through the mitzvah of tzedakah, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran. In Torah Yud Gimel and Likut Imran over there, it begins with tzedakah solving the problem of taivas momoim, and then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show that leads to B, C, D, E, F, G, which leads to hashgacha shleima. K'may shekosuv b'Eretz Yisrael, as we find the Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, Shemishom kol hashefa, which is the place from which the entire world receives all of its money and sustenance. Eretz Yisrael is the land that broadcasts shefa to the rest of the world. As the Torah says, Tomid einei Hashem alekecha bo, the eyes of Hashem are always constantly focused on Eretz Yisrael, Meireshis Hashanah v'Yadachris Hashanah, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Sheshom Iker Hashgachos Soy Hashleima. It's in the land of Eretz Yisrael that Klal Yisrael receives the maximum, the fullest, and best Hashgachos Shleima from Hashem. V'Alkein Shom Iker Kol HaHashbois. And that's why all Shefa, health, money, everything, the main source of it is Eretz Yisrael. Now, a person would ask a very logical, rational question, then how come so many people from Israel are coming to America and to collect money, to raise money, to marry off their kids and to support yeshivas and blah, 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 blah. We heard that question. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about that, and the Zohar HaKadosh compares it to a cup and a saucer. The cup is Eretz Yisrael. The saucer is the rest of the world. Normally, as the Gemara says in Tainus, and as all the Sforim tell us, Hashem, when somebody pours a cup of coffee, they don't pour into the saucer. They pour into the cup if they're sane, if they ain't drunk. Normally, you pour into the cup. When the cup is full and runneth over, when the cup has received everything it can, and you keep pouring, the rest goes into the saucer. That's when the cup is a cup. That's when the cup has no hole in it. But if the cup has a hole in it, and you start pouring, then unfortunately, even though you're pouring right into the cup, you're pouring it the same exact thing, but unfortunately the cup can't hold it. So the shefa, what's supposed to be in the cup, runs out into the saucer, into whatever. That's how the Zohar HaKadosh explains Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. And now, unfortunately, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, since all the things that we are doing that are not perfect, since we are in Golus now, what happens is the majority of the Shefa ends up going to Chutz Laaretz and to the Goyim and to the Klipos and the Sitra Achra. And sometimes it's made to look as if we have to go to them to receive from them, even though we're really getting what's ours. We are retrieving the Eretz Yisrael money. It's just that the Eretz Yisrael money has flowed out into Chutz Laaretz because our keli is defective, unfortunately. V'chol ha-shefa ha-nimshach milamalo, and all of the sustenance, spiritual sustenance, Chachma, Seichel, Parnasa, health, the word Shefa is all-inclusive. V'chol HaShefa HaNimshach Melamala, which comes from above, Me'ayin Le'yesh, the original level is called Ayin. Ayin means nothingness. Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem. All the Shefa that originates in Ayin and comes down to Yesh, comes into the physical, materialistic world, al yedei hashgachosa yishborach, through Hashem's supervision, by Hashem looking at the world, Hashem is mashpia, chachma, seichel, refuah. We say in our prayers, penei elai v'choneini, Hashem, turn to me, look at me, and shine your grace upon me. When Hashem is looking at you, you're receiving what you're supposed to receive. So all of that Shefa nimshach mimo lemeo. It originates in a level called mo. Mo is another word for ayin. Ayin means nothingness. Mo means nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu mo, we are nothing. Why are you fighting with us? Why are you arguing against us? We're nobody. Hashem is in charge." So all the shefa comes from mo, which means way, way, way upstairs, and it comes down to mea, to 100. Bebechinas, as the Gemara in Menachos, page 43, points out, on the pasuk, V'ato mo Hashem alekecho shoel mimcha, and now all Hashem is asking for you, from you, is to respect him. So the Gemara says there, al tikri mo elameya. Don't read the word mo, read it mea. That what Hashem is expecting from you and asking of you is 100. Which means, the Gemara says there, this refers to the 100 brachas that Hashem wants a Jew to make every single day, the mea brachas. Kamuvon b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in the middle of chapter 4 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas mea brachas, b'chinas mea adonim. This is the concept we have throughout Yiddishkeit of the significance of 100 blessings, 100 brachas, which is like a full day of bracha. And we have the mea adonim, the 100 posts, which were what supported the frame of the Mishkan. V'zeh b'chinas v'yizra Yitzchok bo'oretz ahi, and this is also tied into what the Torah tells us about Yitzchok Avinu, when he planted, and it says, v'yimtso bashono ahi meo she'orim, and he founded on that year 100 gates, 100 mea brachais. Again, I'm sorry, v'yivorecheu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. So we see that these 100 brachais, this is the real bracha of Hashem. Ki ikar habrocha v'hashefa hi bebechinas mea shorim. Because the true blessing and the true flow of sustenance from Hashem is this 100 gates from which the shefa flows through. Mea brachas, the 100 brachas that we make a day to attach ourselves to Hashem, by which we receive, from which we're receiving life, from which we're receiving the fruit and the vegetables and all the different things we bless Hashem for. Ki hashefa nimsheches mimo lemea. Because the shefa coming from Hashem originates in a place called mo, and it comes down to mea, to 100. V'alkein, and therefore, shiur hapochis shel hoashirus humosayim. The minimum amount that qualifies a person for being not poor, that takes the person out of the category of poverty, into the category of ashirus, is 200. Shehu shir haksuba doraisa. That's the amount that the Torah obligates a man to commit himself to giving a woman who's married, she's being married for the first time. Ki ikar shleimus hashefa, hi kishenim sheches hashefa bebechinas hashgocha shleimo. Because as we said before, real perfection of shefa, when the shefa is really the way it's supposed to be, is only when Hashem is looking at us fully. It's called hashgocha shleimo, shezeh ikar horiya. That's called really looking, really seeing, which means al yedei shemake koyach ra'ois bahadovor hanira. When someone is looking at something and the beam of light that comes out of their eye strikes the item that they're looking at, umevius hadovor hanira le'enov, and brings that image back into the eye. V'nitztayer be'enov, and it's photographed, it takes on shape and form in the eye of the person. Interesting, just a few days ago, a close friend of mine was visiting me from New York, and he just had eye surgery, major serious eye surgery with the retina, etc. And he told me the way the doctors explained their minimal understanding of what goes on behind the eye, in back of the eye, the retina, which is exactly the way Rabbeinu Zal describes it. How an image is brought in and photographed and formed inside the eye of the person. Vaideze roye hadovor. And this is how the thing that you're looking at is visible, seen. It's by a beam of light going out and coming back. The two-directional movement. Kimavur heitev bahatoiranal. As Rabbi Nazal explains very thoroughly over there in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran. Shezehu bechinas hashgocho shlema. This is what's called the full supervision of Hashem, shezoichin al yedei atzdoka, which Klal Yisrael, or a Jew, is zoichet to through the mitzvah of tzdoka, al yedei ha-toyro shemamshichin al yoda. Because we showed how tzdoka starts off a whole chain reaction, which results in elevating souls and bringing back down a new flow of Torah, this two-directional movement. Ayin shom, look over there in the Likutei Moran. Ukishe zoiche lahashgocha shleima. And when the person is zoiche, when we're zoiche to this complete hashgocha, shehu bechinas kfila sahabota, which involves a double look, looking out and bringing it back. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv. The angels go up and come back down. This is what vision and sight is really all about. It requires a two-directional movement, like a yo-yo. The yo-yo goes all the way down and comes back up. The eye has to send out a beam of light. It strikes the object that you want to see and returns, comes back. When it's working properly and both directions are working, azai gam hashefa hanimshach misham, kfula, then the shefa that's coming as a result of that is a double shefa, because again it's two directional. Bechinas mosayim, like 200. If shefa, standard shefa, is 100 brachas, then you're getting 200 brachas as a result of this two directional movement. Just like the Zohar HaKadosh says that the sphira of Keser, we know that Keser is the top one of the 10 midos of Hashem. The Keser is number one on the totem pole. The word Keser is Bigematria 620, which is the word Esrim. Esrim in Hebrew, Ayin Shin Reish Yud Mem, is 620 also. And the Zohar Kodesh says Esrim is the letter Chof, which represents Keser, as Rabbi Nazal shows in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, why is it 20? Very simple. Because the light of the Keser goes down 10 floors and comes back up 10 floors. This two-directional movement. That's why it's referred to as 20. And that's what that's what vision is, and that's what Hashgocha Shlema is, that Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likutei Moran. So that's why if 100 is Bracha, 200 is Ashirus. 200 is Hashgocha Shlema. Ki Hashefa Hanimsheches, because the Shefa that's flowing from Hashem, Shehi Bechinas Meya, which we said is 100, Bechinas Meya Sharim, the Meya Sharim that Yitzchak Avinu founded, Ki Nimsheches Mimo Lemeya, because as the Gemara mentioned, the Zohar Kodesh says that the Shefa originates in Ein Sof, which another word for that is Mo, and it goes from Mo to Meya, it comes down to Meya, it becomes doubled, l'shtei meyos, to 200, al yidei hashovas v'hachzoras hori'iyah v'habota, through the return of the vision and the sight. Shehu ikar hori'iyah v'hashgocha b'shleimus v'ganal. That's called really seeing something. Because sometimes, Rabbi Nazal explains over there, that's why sometimes if somebody passes something in front of your eye real quickly, you don't see it. The person would say, why not? This is the eyeball. My eyeball, it was passed right in front of my eyeball. So it was quick. Ma baya, what's the problem? The answer is, if it doesn't have enough time, there's a timing issue here. It takes a certain amount of time, an eighth of a second, whatever it is, for the eye to shoot out that beam and to make contact and then to be able to bring it back. And if there's only enough time for half of it, you won't get that image back in your eye unless that two-way motion takes place. Ki rak achar kach kishechoizer hadovra nira le'enov, Oz ikar horiyah shiroyin hadavar. It's only when that image is brought back into the eye, that's when the person really sees that thing. And we mentioned earlier, Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran from Gemaras, from sources, that the way Hashem looks at Klal Yisrael is with this two-directional view. The way he looks at the other nations, there are psukim and sources Rabbeinu Zal brings to show that the way Hashem looks at the rest of the world is with half an eye. It was one eye, the one-directional, but not the Hashgacha Shlema. Nimtza, we see therefore, when we, Klal Yisrael, are zeicha to draw the full hashgacha of Hashem upon us, azay onu mamshichin kaviyochel ri'iyosoy v'hashgachosoy aleinu b'kiflayim. Then we're getting Hashem looking at us double. I meant to say this before. This is why the pasuk says, lochein bi'artzom Mishnah Yirshu. Therefore, in their land, in Eretz Yisrael, we receive Mishnah. Mishnah means double. Lecha Mishnah. And that's why, again, on Shabbos, during the week, the halacha says, there's an inyan to make a bracha on a sholem, if at all possible. Again, this American, these Western hooligans who introduce sliced bread and slice this and slice that, they forgot the significance of making a bracha on a sholem, on a complete thing, very significant. But on Shabbat, that's during the week. On Shabbos, there's something called lechem mishneh, double portion. And that's the real sheh, that's the hashgacha shlema. The Zohar Kodesh says that Shabbos is the eyes of Hashem. The shin of Shabbos represents the three colored rings of the eye. The bas is the pupil of the eye, bas. So Shabbos is hashgacha shlema. Shabbos is the time of Hashgacha Shlema, Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashgacha Shlema, and Klal Yisrael is the beings upon which Hashem shows this Hashgacha Shlema. So we see therefore that when we're zeicher to have this Hashgacha Shlema, then we're receiving this double portion. Because at first, we receive this vision, which is in the Torah upon us, validei shanu kroivim el haTorah, and by us becoming close to the Torah, aydeze onu choizrin v'nitztayrin beinov. Then Hashem brings us back into His eye. Now, the Torah is vayeira Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down to us. He reached out to us. When we connect with the Torah properly, Hashem beams us back up to Him. V'oz ikar hori'iyah. And that's the real vision, the hashgacha and supervision, shemashgiach aleinu b'hashgacha shleimu kanal. When we know that Hashem is really watching us properly. Nimtza, we see therefore, shehori'iyah v'hashgacha hashleimu nichbeles. That when we talk about hashgacha shleimu, It's a double portion. V'alkein hashefa hanimshach. It's two directional. In Hebrew, in Israel, we call it du sitri, two directional. So therefore, v'alkein hashefa hanimshach misham nichpeles. Therefore, the flow of shefa that comes from that also is doubled. Gamkein bebchina shtei pamim, two times 100. Shehu shir hamshachas hashefa. The 100 represented a standard flow of shefa, bechinas meyasharim, v'alkein mosayim hu hascholas hu ashirus. Therefore, wealth begins at 200. Ki acharkach kishekvar zochel bechinas hashgacha shleim shuvinas mosayim, because once a person was zochet to connect, to plug into the 200 watts, the 200 volts, he was zochet to make the connection there. Then azai bekal yochoy liskois leroiv shefa toivo ubrocha maruba. Then it can go to 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000. Once you broke the ice, you got out of the category of 100 volts and you got to 200 volts, you became part of the double portion. That double portion begins at 200 and it goes on ad infinitum. Kike hashgacha b'shleimus. Because when we are privileged to be benefiting from the full hashgacha of Hashem, shechoizrin v'nitztayrin bein of kaviyochel, where we are being brought back in, we're being beamed back up into the eyes of Hashem kaviyochel, azai hore'iyah kfula u'mechupelis. Then the vision is double, it's doubled and quadrupled, b'li shir, ad infinitum. V'ashefa nimsheches b'shefa godol ad b'li dai. And the shefa can flow ad infinitum, you know, no limits. Paragraph Tesvov. V'alkein shir haksuba shehu b'chinas hamshochas hashefa v'ashirus digdusha kanal. Therefore, the minimum amount that the husband obligates himself in the ksuba, which we said before, that the ksuba is like tzedakah. It's like drawing shefa and ashirus upon the woman who represents the shechina, which is aniya vedala in this world, which is poor. Shehu b'chinas ashirus digdusha, hanimshach mebechinas hashgacha shleima. We're referring to the wealth which comes from a full measure of hashgacha, shenimshach al yidei tzedakah, which is initiated. It started off through tztaka, shehu b'chinas rucha nochis l'shakei chamimus delipa, sheze ikar b'chinas hayichud v'azivuk d'gdusha kanal. This is what really brings about the union and the mating that we spoke of holiness. V'alkein, rak l'besula noisn mosayim. And now you'll understand also that it's only if the woman was never married before that we give her the 200, the minimum of 200 in the ksuba. Ki mevoyer bekisvei ha'arizal al maimor rabbeinu zal, because the Arizal explains a statement in the Gemara. Listen carefully, this is an interesting, delicate issue, where the Gemara says, ein ho'isha koireses bris, elo lemi she'oise kli. A woman does not really make a bond, a connection, other than to the one who made her into a keli. In other words, a woman before she's married is not considered a keli yet. After marriage, after that first union between the husband and wife, she becomes a keli. So the one who makes her a keli, that's the one whom she is koires bris with, who she makes a certain strong kesher with. Shehu soid, the Arizal says, this is the secret of what the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about in Mishpatim, in the section that's called Sovo Kadisha. Hahu rucha deshovik begavo, that there is a certain ruach that the husband leaves inside the woman, inside the wife. When he makes her into that keli, there's a certain ruach that remains inside there. Hanemar ba'sova, which is discussed in the Sova, shehu soid ha'olas mayinukvin. And again, it's the same term, ruach, that's used over there. And the Zohar HaKadosh uses the word ruach to refer to tzedakah. Tzedakah is called a ruach nediva, which generates this mayin nukvin, these female waters. And the Arizal says, shal yiteahu ruach deshovik begavo bebiyo rishoina, through that ruach, which the husband leaves inside the woman from that first contact, al yideze oisebo bechinas kli, through that he makes her into a keli, lahalois mayinukvin, which can be involved in generating the female waters that are needed to prepare for an ultimate yichud. V'chol hazivugim, v'chol hahoylodois, tzrichin lekabel meyahu rucha. And all the later unions, all the subsequent contact between the husband and wife, and all the different children that are going to be born, all receive from that initial ruach that was left when she was first made into a keli. The Alkein and the Arizal explains, that's why ein ho'isha misaberes mibi orishoina. Usually a woman can't become pregnant from that first contact, because that first contact has a different purpose to it. The mission there is to make her into a keli. The mission there is to prepare, to inject this ruach, which is going to remain, which is a form of mayin nukvin, which is what's going to initiate the whole process of being able to subsequently have children, etc. Ayin Shom, look over there in the writings of the Arizal where he discusses this. And we're going to have this later on throughout Evan Ezer. Rav Nosson Zal quotes this many times when he speaks about Yibum and other topics. He goes into detail in clarifying it further. Ubechino hazois shel ha'olas mayinukvin, this concept, this aspect of generating these female waters, which is a beginning step that leads to, that culminates with a yichud, with a union, shenasa al yedei ha'hu rucha, which is generated through that ruach, which the husband injects into the wife, ze zoichin lahamshich bigdusha al yedei hatzdoko shenoisnim. The way we draw that ruach is through the tzedaka that's given. Shehu bechinas rucha, which Rabbeinu Zal showed us from the Zohar HaKadosh, that tzedaka is also called this rucha. Rucha nochis l'shake chamim adalipa. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, there is this ruach that comes down to cool off the passion, the fire in the heart. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran that that ruach is tzedaka. Shaydeze ikr bechinas ha'olas mayinukvin. And that's what really generates this elevation, this bringing up of this these female waters by yichud ho'elyoin, for the heavenly yichud, lahamshich toira, to bring down toira. Kimavur ba toira nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 13 in Likutei Moran. She'ikar bechinas ha'olas mayinukvin vayichud, Rabbeinu Zal shows there that the main thing that generates and elevates this mayin ukvin and leads to that yichud, that union, nase al yedei hatzdaka. It's initiated through tzdaka, shehu bechinas rucha kanal, which is called rucha in the Zohar HaKadosh. Veze bechinas soid hahu rucha anal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is tied into that ruach that the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal speak about, which the husband gives to the wife. Shaydeze kol haholas mayin ukvin. Where there also, that you need mayin nukvin to bring about the yichud, to bring down new Torah. You need mayin nukvin to bring about a yichud, to bring down children to the world. And we showed before that a child is a Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal is drawing the parallel. He's showing us how both of these flow perfectly parallel to each other. The same steps that are needed here are the steps that are needed there. Just like by the husband and wife, there's a ruach. It begins with the husband injecting a ruach, and that starts a whole procedure which results eventually in bringing down children. So too, through tzedaka, as Rabbeinu Zal showed there in the Likutei Moran, which is ruach, that starts a whole procedure which lifts, brings up mayin nukvin, leads to a yichud, which results in a new birth of Torah. Hainu al yidei mitzvah tzedaka, shubachinas rucha kanal. V'zehu b'chinas ha-kiddushin v'aksupa. Rav Nosson Zal says, and the kiddushin, the money or the ring that the husband gives to the wife under the chuppah, and the ksuba contract that he gives her, that's the tzedakah. They are an example of this tikkun of tzedakah. Charity begins at home, they say. Shaydeze mamshichin b'kiddusha ha-hu rucha kanal. And it's by a couple going through holy matrimony, not hefkeris, it's done according to the Torah law, with a ring, with a ksuba, through that, that ensures that the ruach that the husband is going to inject is going to be a ruach of kiddusha, a holy ruach. Shaydezehu bechinas ha'olas mayinukvin, so that it can take on the form of this mayinukvin, shekol hazivugim v'ha'hoilotos tigdusha heim al yidezeh, whereby all unions and all births, all holy births, must have this mayinukvin first. V'alkein habsula shir ksubas ha'masayim. And that's why a woman who's getting married for the first time, the amount of her ksuba is 200. Shenimshach mebechinas hashgocha shlema, to show that this is tied into a complete hashgocha. Shenimshach mebechinas v'hachayos rotzoi v'shoiv, which comes from a two-directional movement, like it says by the angels, they go up and come back down. Shehu bechinas lekichas hanefoshos la'aloisam, as Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likut Imran, there's a two-step procedure. First, you have to gather up the souls and elevate them, bebechinas mayinukvin, in the form of mayinukvin, and then step two is hoylodas hanefoshos, to bring down new nefoshos, to bring down new Torah. Nimtza, we see therefore shebezivug harishoin, when a woman is getting married for the first time, shetzrichen lahamshich tikun lishteya bechinas hanal, whereby we need to affect the tikkun of both aspects of this. Shein b'chinas l'kichas hanefoshos, step one, which Rabbeinu Zal explains there, the gathering of the souls. Shehu b'chinas tikkun hakli shel ha'olas ma'inukvin, which is what we said before, is the first contact between the husband and wife, preparing her to become a keli, which can send up this ma'inukvin. V'acharkach, and then step two is hoylodas hanefoshos, actually bringing down new souls, new births. Sheshtei bechinos elu heim bechinas rotzoi v'shoiv. These two steps represent the rotzoi v'shoiv, the two-directional movement. Sheheim bechinas hashgocha shlema, which is referred to as complete hashgocha. V'zeo bechinas ksubas mosayim. This is the reason why a besula gets a ksuba minimum 200. Avol bi'almona, but if we're dealing with a woman who was already married before, and she was widowed, and now she's getting married for the second time, hu ikra ksuba, hu bishvil tikun hamshochas hanefoshes shel ha'ilota. The real purpose of the ksuba there is only for step two, which is to bring about a kesher, which will lead to bringing down new souls. Ki tikun hakli b'shvil ha'olas ma'inukvin ein tzorech l'sakenoid. Because to make her into a keli, which will be able to elevate ma'inukvin, that step isn't needed anymore, because it was already performed in her previous marriage. Alkein ein ksubasa elamona. Therefore, her ksuba is only 100, not 200. Shehu shiur hamshofcha sat shefa tomid kanal, which is the standard flow of shefa, a one shot. Paragraph Tezayin. Now Rav Moshe Zal takes us into Shir HaShirim a little bit to even clarify a little more how the Shefa comes down from above. V'zeh b'chinas, this is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it says, Ho'elef l'cho shlomoi, 1,000 is to you, Shlomo, u'mosayim, and 200 l'noitrim espirioi, to the one who guard his fruit. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki shoyresh ha-shefa lemala b'sharosho hu b'b'chinas mo. As we mentioned earlier, the source from which all shefa originates is called mo, or ayin, or ein soif. That's the terminology that's used for what's above the keser even, way, way, way up there. Ve'ein shom shum tziur. Up there, there is no shape or form. There is nothing physical whatsoever. V'yachar kach, kishemascheles litztayar ktsas, and when the light from up there starts coming down, 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 and starts taking on shape and form, machmas goydel ho'er, because of the fact that the light is so bright in its beginning stages, when it's first starting to take shape and form, it is so great a light, azai adayin hashefa bebechinas alofim, that it's referred to as thousands. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ha'elef lecha shloimoi. 1,000 is to you shloimoi. Shloimoi is shehu melech shehasholim shaloi. This refers to the king who has total peace. This refers kaviyochel to the highest aspects of Hashem, where there's no right and left. There's no, it's the highest levels. Shemishom kol hahashpois, from there come all flows of sustenance, hanimshach derech hatzinoir hakodosh, which flow and come down via the holy pipe. What's the holy pipe? The yesoid, the bris kodesh, as we discussed in previous shurim. Shehu bechinas bris sholoim, which is referred to as Hashem said to Pinchas, hineni noisein loy as brisi sholoim, because he showed such strength in destroying Pegama Bris, when Zimri and Cosby tried to commit such an ugly, sinful act in front of all of Klal Yisrael, the reward was brisi sholoim. So the bris sholoim is the tzinor, the pipe, through which the shefa flows down. Ubishoyresh hasholoim, however, going back up to the origin, to the source of this shalom, bechinas shloimoi, which is referred to as shloimoi, melech shahasholim shaloi, the king who all peace is his, shom adayin hashefa bebechinas alofim. Up there, upstairs on the roof there, the shefa is still in the form of thousands. Bebechinas ho'elef l'cho shloimoi kanal. Ukemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that in the upper worlds, lamalo lamalo, shom, way, way, way up there, hakoil bebechinas alofim, there everything is in the thousands units. Ve'oz, kishe'oir hashefa hu adayin bebechinas alofim, and then when the light is still in the form of thousands, yef sher lekabloi, we can't possibly receive the light in that form. Machmas riboyor, it would blow all of our circuits. It would blow us away completely. Ki yef shelakabloi ad she mechalkim ho alofim lemeyos. It is impossible for us on earth to be able to receive that light in the form of thousands until it first gets broken down into packages of hundreds. Ukemavur remez mizeh. As we find a hint of this in Sichos Horan, in Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, chapter 93, where Rabbi Nezal reveals an incredible secret about the concept of breaking down thousands into hundreds. Ayin Shom, look over there for more detail. Kitzrichen lechaber shoyre shoelyo in shubachinas mo. In Bechinas Ho'elef, because now Rav Nosson Zal is showing us the three stages. Remember, we started off from Mo, from infinite, which is called Mo. No shape or form whatsoever. No number. You can't put any number to it there. That's Mo. The next step down is thousands, which is called Elef or Aleph. We take the Aleph and connect it to the Mo. And that produces the vessel that we need, that we can relate to, and be able to receive shefa from, bebechinas mea, which is hundreds, which is the hundred unit. And then it's possible for us on earth to receive this light from Hashem in the form of health, money, clothing, a house, a car, whatever form it is. Or Torah lahavdil. Shehi bechinas mea brochos, the shefa which is referred to as these hundred blessings. Veho ikar, the most important thing, however, is kishe hashefa hu bechinas oir hashgocha nichpeles, when the light, the real success, the real shefa that we're looking for, is when the shefa is coming in the form of a light of hashgocha, coming out of the eyes of Hashem, nichpeles, du-sitri, two-directional, bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv, where Hashem shoots out the beam of light to us, and we're close enough to Him that it bounces back up, and the image is formed kaviyoch in the eye of Hashem. Sheze bechinas mosayim, that's 200. Shehu shiur hascholas v'ashirus kanal, which the Gemara defines as the beginning, when the person has left the category of tzedakah, of being a charity case, The word tzedakah is 199. When I get to 200, I'm no longer charity case. I've left that category, and I'm starting off at the bottom of the category of ashirus. V'zehu, that's why the pasuk says there in Shir Hashirim, ho'elef lecha shloimoi, u'mosayim lenoitrim espirioi. Shehem ha-talmidei chachamim, ha-shoimrim es-hatoira. Who are these guards, these watchmen, the ones who guard over Hashem's fruit? The tzadikim, the talmidei chachamim. Shemishom kol ha-shefa kanal. It's from there that flows all of this shefa. Sheheim mamshichim ha-shefa, the talmidei chachamim, the tzadikim. They are the ones who draw the shefa upon us. Al yedei ha-hashgocha shlema, by the fact that they are zoiche to get Hashem to like us enough, to bring us close to Him enough, that there's this two-directional flow of the light, bebechinas mosayim, which is the 200. Hold it over here. He came in, the person who has to deal